This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. Climbing into the cockpit. Thank you for riding shotgun with me. Welcome to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Today on Auto World, not only are we going to wish you a very, very happy new year. Yes, another year. Bye! It's gone! Oh, I counted how many disc brake pads we installed here at the Greasy Garage Shop, and I think we got to about almost 1,200 disc brake pads. That's a lot of pads, isn't it? Ho-ho. And we always replace the brake rotors. And please do, if you're doing it yourself, replace the brake rotors. Always. Why? Well, it's just like buying new shoes. Your foot has to form into the foam. If you have disc brakes... Yes, you do. Front and back. The disc brake pad wears into the rotor. The pad is like your foot wearing into the shoe, into the new foam. And it builds the foam around your foot. And then you don't replace the rotors. You have to. Warpage. Like a vinyl record getting warped. So do both, please. And make sure that... I know a lot of the tire shops, of course... They guarantee that they will not do a brake job without replacing the brake caliper. So, yes, you don't have to every time. But remember one thing when it comes to your Auto World, folks, is that safety is the main thing. And if you really don't know what you're doing, don't do it. Stop. Don't do it. It's well worth, because brakes is life or death, isn't it? That's right. You got to make sure it stops. So we're going to stop right now on Auto World and get going, actually. But stop and think about the safety part of our new world. 2023 has to be a better and safer world than we had in the past. The car companies are doing that for us. They're racing on Sunday. They're testing on Sunday, Saturday, and Sunday. Pretty much the test tracks are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I've been blessed to go to these test tracks to drive trucks, sports cars, SUVs, and by doing that, not only that, but tires also at TireRack.com. TireRack.com, I've been on their 10-acre test track, and I've had the opportunity to drive and test their products in different car tire, the manufacturers of tire manufacturers, to see which one's the best. And I promise you right here on Auto World, if you're just now tuning in, that when I endorse a product, I endorse it. That means I believe in it. I've used it. It's part of my life. Not only my personal life, but my commercialized life here in the Greasy Garage. I'm broadcasting in the Greasy Garage studio, and Greasy Garage is always open. Pretty much I get 8 hours off when I sleep. But from that point on, how lucky am I to be able to have the phone continuously emailing and ringing me? And that's what Auto World's all about. I'm here for you. To help you. So without that ado there, let's go with it. And that means that autoworldradio@yahoo.com is my email. You can get in touch with me at all times. The number, Axelrod Alex, is sitting behind the GCN 2800 mixer machine. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a big, big machine. When you call in, he makes you sound good. I look forward to your calls. Share your Auto World with us here at Auto World. Share, the cars that you own, the cars you used to own, the cars you didn't like, the cars you do like, problems that you might have, the smells you might have. In fact, you're thinking about maybe even purchasing a new one. How do I sell my old car? Do not give your old car away. Please, no. If you're going to the dealer to buy a new car, where you're listening to us from right now, your local town, do not let them take your old car away for zero, for $400 or $500. Every car has a value. How do you find out what value it has? Well, the best way is, in fact, is social media. I know Facebook has their marketplace, but Craigslist.org has their marketplace. But also, why don't you just come right out and ask the dealer, do you have any of these for sale in your used car lot? There it is. I want to help you save money, capture money, and get the right, correct car this year for you and your family. Auto World, that's what it's all about. We help you. We got Auto World tips. I've got, of course, what happened on this day in automotive history. But today I've got five winter driving tips. We'll give you one here at the start of the hour, first hour. The second hour, I'm going to give you another one. And we didn't get to the email. I like to go to the email bag every hour. So with that, let's do it right now. Before we go to the email bag, that bag is a bag where you send us emails where we had a little holiday, didn't we? So I'm all caught up on the emails, and you're now starting to email them back in. Thank you. I ask you folks to deliver. So throughout your time, whenever your car, your Auto World has a problem, or you want to just say hi, please do, at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. We're going to try to stump the chump. I'm the chump. Send me an email. Try to see if I can't figure out what's wrong with that automobile. Huh? Yeah, let's do it. Eddie, the engine emailer, is in charge of the emails. He's sitting in the studio live. He's in the house. And we're going to go to the email bag. But before we do, I got a trivia question out there. We need to get that answered. Which were the first cars with four-wheel drive? Which were the first cars with four-wheel drive? And this was back in a couple years ago, of course. So here's the trivia question. Which were the first cars with four-wheel drive? 855-660-4261. And email again is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. With that, let's get to the email bag. Eddie, hand it over here. Thank you. I'll dive right in there and see if I can find an email. There's one. We do have quite a few, right? Yeah. He's saying, yeah, we got quite a few emails in there. So let's get to it here. I got two of them. Sorry. Oh, okay. Let me put that email back in there. And I always have a gift for you, no matter what, when you call in and or you email in. We have a little Auto World bag that has detail products in it. And I like to always ask you what kind of car you have or truck you have. And then we always like to give you a special gift according to what car or vehicle you have or according to your question. So, for example, if you have a fuel injection, we need to fix your car because it's got a miss and it's a fuel injection problem. I'm going to send you a bottle of STP Super Concentrated Fuel Injector Cleaner. Okay, let's do it. Got the Smith family here. Okay, we can do it. It says, hey, Mark, happy new year to you. Thank you. Brian here in Sarasota, Florida, enjoying your program on WWPR AM 1490. Awesome. Let's do a shout out right off the bat here in 2023. Let's do a shout out to our great affiliate there in Sarasota, Florida, WWPR AM 1490, St. Petersburg, Bradenton, and Sarasota, Florida, where Brian is sitting, and all of you in between the towns and in the towns. Thank you. Appreciate you tuning in. Good to be down in Florida to help you folks. And Brian says here, I did what you suggested. I waited until the end of the year to purchase a truck. Thank you for that. Saved a ton on it. Have a wonderful new year, the Smith family. Well, thank you, the Smith family. Brian Smith, thank you. Down in Sarasota, Florida, thank you. That's the whole thing is this last year I've been saying, wait to buy until the end of the year. And Brian, thank you again. You're proof right there that it does work, that the quotas have to be met at the end of the year. They have to make sure they get them sold, the dealerships get them sold out the door so they have the high numbers on their quotas in order for the... If they meet their quota of numbers, what they need to sell, folks, at the end of the year, they'll discount the prices in order to meet that quota number. And once they meet the quota number, that means that they can get from the manufacturer, doesn't matter if it's Ford or Chevy or Stellantis, which is Dodge, you know, Ram, Porsche, Lexus, doesn't matter the brand, but they want to beat their quota number. If they beat their quota number by discounting the price before the end of the year, they get more eye candy to sell to us. That means like a sports car of a Corvette. You know, they get two more of them instead of just getting one. So they're out to sell the vehicle. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. I'm glad you helped them to get that eye candy. And you saved a ton of money. That's what it's all about right here in Auto World. Thanks. Thank you to the Smith family right there in Sarasota, Florida. That's how you do it, folks. Whew. We'll be right back and take a short break. We're going to be talking about that C8 that was left for dead in Montana.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Good to have you back. Ride Your Shotgun with me. I'm Mark Evans. We're sitting right here, all of us, right in the Greasy Garage Studio, live from Boise, Idaho. Got that trivia question out there. We have an answer to it. The trivia question is, which were the first cars with four-wheel drive? And we've got Randy here emailing from, he says he's listening to us from, well, he's in Shingleton, California, so that would be our great Auto World affiliate, KRAC AM 1370. Thank you, Randy. Good to have you folks along in Shingleton, California. Let's do a shout-out. Let's shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate. That's AM 1370, KRAC, right there in Red Bluff, Redding, Shingleton, Cottonwood, California. Thanks, Randy. And Randy says here, Mark, the four-wheel drive is a Jensen. Randy, you are right. Do you know what model it was and what year? I'll finish that for you. Congratulations, Randy. Thank you. I didn't know. Do you have a Jensen? It was the Jensen FF. It was introduced in 1966 as one of the very first cars with four-wheel drive. Randy, congratulations. Send me back an email, if you would, with an address. We've got a little gift bag here for you that has the detail products in it from Meguiar's and Mother's, and I've got some solution finish in there, and, you know, it's that season. You do need a de-icer. Even in California, I know you're a little cold in the mornings when you're taking it out, so you're going to get a can of Prestone de-icer. Love it. It's a good product. Just spray it on there, and you don't really have to really, well, it depends on how much you spray, but just lightly spray it, Randy, on there, and you won't have to defrost that windshield. It's awesome stuff. There's a lot of products out there that work, that's one of them. So you're going to get that in your gift basket. So, hey, congratulations, Randy. Appreciate you tuning in on KRAC AM 1370 right there in Shingleton, California. Hello, everybody in between Redding and Red Bluff. And good to have you along. Now, we have this story that came in from Dean. He's in, he's down there, over there, up there in Bozeman, Montana. In fact, in Montana, there was a C8. Thanks, Dean, for sending me the article. I want to share it with everybody. First and foremost, Dean is a six-time Montana Sportscaster of the Year. He's in the Hall of Fame, folks. He tunes into the show. He was the voice of the Montana Bobcat. So a lot of you there in Montana, a lot of you listening might even know Dean. So he sent a little article here that a mid-engine C8 Corvette, well, it's at home, as you know, on the racetrack. Yeah, very impressive performance, as you know, a rear-engine supercar and all. But the C8 Corvette, it was recently found stuck in the snow, and it had dealer plates on it. I will not say the dealer here, the name of the dealer, but it was stuck in the snow, left dead right there. Now, Montana's had, I understand, more snow than they've ever had this year already. In 2022 and going into 2023, record height there in the white gold, as we call it, in the body shop business. And this C8 was left out in the field and was buried. They dug it up and found it, and there it was with the dealer plates on it. Now, this is one of the reasons maybe the folks out there driving it thought it could go right through that snow and got stuck and just left it, test driving it. Who knows the whole story, but anyway, they found it, and they did find it, so it looked like it was left for dead, but it's not dead, folks. They got it out. Now, Corvette, we've talked about it before, but this might be one of the reasons why the all-new electric Corvette crossover is going to be part of our life coming up here in the near future. Yes, a Corvette EV, an EV Corvette, all-wheel drive Corvette. And it's going to be basically styled as an SUV four-door. Now, what's your opinion of that? Can you imagine? Out of the General Motors Bowling Green plant in Kentucky, having General Motors build a four-door SUV Corvette Stingray? Yeah, I don't know about that. I know Porsche did it. They, of course, you know, you might own one. The Mini models there used to be two-door, but now they're four-door. So thanks, Dean. I appreciate you sending that. It's a great story, and I do. And that's how you do it. I thank you for sharing. Absolutely. That's what Auto World's all about, is sharing good, bad stories, news, and all that. And I'm glad they found that Corvette. I wish I was the lucky one to find it. Is it, what do they say? It's kind of like a boat out in the lake. If it's got a motor and all that on, it's been abandoned. If you go out and get it, it's yours. Was that the same thing as it was? It was a Corvette Stingray up in Montana, maybe? Oh, I don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Huh? Well, coming up here on Auto World, I want to highlight that. In fact, this company, they're looking at cutting costs. And cutting costs, I said. That's right. Coming into the new year, they're going to cut costs, and that's what it's all about for them, to get us to maybe get the demand a little bit higher. So that's really, really good news. Now, I want to highlight, here it's time on Auto World to highlight the product of the month, Auto World's product of the month. It's a weather alert radio. Yes, when you're in emergency, cold weather, hot weather, whenever you do need to know the weather, and you need a radio. Why do you need a radio? To find the weather. That's right. Well, folks, American Red Cross hand crank solar powered emergency radio from Eton is available. It's $59.99. You can go to AAA, AAA members, of course. You can get the device if you're an AAA member for $59.99. It's a little bit more for you folks that aren't a member. But at the same token, that when you're not a member, why not become a member? The lowest membership for AAA, and what's AAA, AAA? Well, it's a little plastic card you got in your wallet, so when your battery goes dead because you left your lights on, oh, yeah. Left your lights on, it won't start. They'll come out, a tow truck, they'll call instantly. You call instantly, they'll come right out and help you instantly and get your vehicle started, or even if you run out of gas. That's right. You get so many times, I think it's three or four times, you can run out of gas three or four times, or you leave the headlights on three or four times, they'll come out and jumpstart you. And I have customers that use AAA to tow the broke car, truck, pickup, SUV, whatever is not running to the shop here, they use them, and that's part of the membership. So what's the cost of a tow bill when your membership is only $55 for the whole entire year? When you do that, then you're actually a member, and you can get like this weather alert radio for $59.99 hand crank. So that's a product of the month here at Auto World. Look forward to you having one of those in your glove box. They're pretty little. That works great. Little with big sound and big, no batteries. I love it. You do not need batteries. Now, we're on break right now, aren't we? Your kids are not in school. They're on break. They're getting ready to go back to break, come off break, go back into school. Well, things are changing when it comes to those yellow buses. How are they changing it? With electricity. EV, when we return from this short break, we're going to find out all about the Clean School Bus CSB program. Coming right back from this break. Thanks for joining me. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. A new COVID variant is rapidly spreading across the country. According to the Centers for Disease Control, the new Omicron variant, called XBB.1.5, accounts for over 40% of all confirmed COVID cases in the U.S. 7 days ago, this strain only amounted to 21% of cases. Three NYPD officers are recovering after being injured in a machete attack near Times Square last night during the New Year's Eve celebration. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
And these officers responded in an admirable, professional manner.
The suspect was ID'd as 19-year-old Trevor Bixford of Maine. He's recovering from his injuries. He was shot by police during the attack. The International Monetary Fund predicts the global economy will face a tougher year in 2023 as the effects of the recession will be felt around the world. Dave Collins, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
To streets near all of us are going to be yellow school buses. Do we care about what kind of engines underneath the hood of that or the bonnet for you folks listening across the pond? We do, don't we? Do we really? I mean, what kind of fuel economy does a school bus have? And in fact, all the kids are on break. They're going to be going back to school, and the school buses will be out there on the road again. Well, it just happened not too long ago that, in fact, money for school buses. That's right. The EPA is involved. Using funding provided by the infrastructure law of 2021, the EPA has expanded the new clean school bus, the CSB program. EPA announced September 29th it would nearly double the funding awarded for clean school buses coming up in 2023. Now, they applied for this back in 2022, and they want rebates. So the program will now offer up to $5 billion during the next 5 years, the U.S. government fiscal years 2022 all the way to 2026 to replace existing ICE-powered school buses with zero emissions and low emissions models. ICE stands for internal combustion engines. Now, this infrastructure law of 2021 authorizes EPA to offer rebates to replace existing school buses with clean and zero emissions. Now, what's this all mean? Well, this means that in total, the EPA received about 2,000 applications requesting nearly $4 billion to replace more than 12,000 buses. Now, this is just the start of it. Of course, as you know, 12,000 buses. I mean, you folks in California might have 12,000 buses just in one little, you know, square block, two blocks, in order to take the kids to school. The 2022 rebate program will fund approximately 2,500 of those requests at this time right now. If we're talking some money, $4 billion. The rest will be considered over the remaining 4 years of the program. So, the awards announced for 2022 nearly doubled, $500 million originally. Now it's $913 million. Yep, they've awarded it for yellow school buses that are now going to be EVs, electric bus delivery. Now, when I'm pulling up behind, now again, safety, folks, when you see the red stop sign go out because that opens the door for the kids to get out, stop, please, slow up. When I'm behind a school bus, you know what I see? A huge, I think the exhaust pipe on those school buses are a 4-inch diameter. It's like they got two Hemi engines underneath the hood to pull that school bus off the starting line. Whoa, they're huge. That might be a good thing. You know, it's realizing that we need to do, and I will do some more work, to find out how many school buses, or do you know how many school buses are out there in the United States today? That's a good trivia question. I'm going to dig into it and find out the story behind the story and get down to the nuts and the bolts of the story. How many of those yellow school buses we do have? Think about turning those all into electric. I know. Where are we going to plug them in? Where are we going to get the power? That's all part of it. Lion, to date, Lion states that the company has deployed over 800 all-electric medium and heavy-duty vehicles, which has covered about 10 million miles in real-world conditions, according to the company. Each Lion all-electric bus put into operation can eliminate up to about 23 tons of greenhouse gases per year, is what they're saying here, that to get away from the diesel engines, the particulates of the gas engines, of course, too. So it's more coming our way, more school buses on the road. I know that my kids growing up, we watched the Magic School Bus, that show, the Magic School Bus. And it's still, I think it's still going, isn't it? I have to ask my grandkids if they're watching it, see what they're doing. But, yeah, electric, that's where it's all at. Coming in more and more every day. Now, it's time to talk about what General Motors is doing. Yep, really, it's here. They're doing it. They're teasing us already. General Motors, you're doing it to all of us. General Motors, folks, is possibly bringing us the next generation, the next gen Silverado concept. 2026. The Chevrolet Silverado. Very different look, but they are already talking about it. They've restyled the next-gen Silverado concept completely different than what they have out there today. We all know the Silverado, the flagship of Chevrolet's line of pickup trucks, since it made its debut in 1999. It's gone through a lot of, the Silverado's gone through a lot of considerably massive, you know, changes. They've stacked the headlights up now. They've made the front nose being a little bit bigger there, sticking in the air, of course, along with Ford and Ram. But General Motors now, their design that they're saying by 2026 this will be out. They're describing it as mean and green. So that tells me it's going to look mean, and green means, of course, EV. It's going to be, of course, all electric. So stay tuned. That we'll have more on that, but they're teasing us now for the next-gen Silverado concept that they're saying 2026. So future's coming. So in 2023 and 2024, all of us are going to have a lot more to pick from when we get right down to it, and when it, under the EV letters. Electric. Okay, now, with that said, let's get to the beach and find out what's happening on the beach. Do you have a Jeep? How about a Jeep Wrangler? Well, Jeep announced that the 2023 Wrangler High Tide and Limited Run Jeep Beach models are coming to a driveway near you, or to a dealership. Then you're going to purchase them, and then in your driveway they are. Yeah. Right there on the beach. You know, wintertime, they're saying that the wintertime, we always want to, you know, we're always climbing into our turtle shells in the winter, but we want to, say, Wrangler Jeep says we need to get you on the beach at all times by driving one of the new Jeep Beat models, the High Tide and the Jeep Beat Special Edition models for 2023. Now, it's the 20th anniversary of the Jeep Beach Week here coming on Daytona Beach there in Florida. So get ready. They're going to debut with their two of these models, both models, at the Jeep Beach Week in Daytona. Stay tuned for that. And, of course, there's about, roughly, they say, about 200,000 Jeep fans there. Yep. And about 20,000 Jeep SUVs are parked and in the beach and having fun and all that. So they decided that they might as well go ahead and build some Jeeps and tag them with, basically, there's going to be a Jeep parade. I don't know if you've ever been to it. Hopefully you folks in Florida have. I've been there once. It's pretty awesome to see it. And I'm glad, truthfully, I'm kind of really happy to see the 2023 Jeep Wrangler High Tide coming to be and the 2023 Jeep Wrangler Beach model coming. It's a limited production run, so they're going to build 500 units of both. So you know what that means, that the coming out of the production line, you're going to get 500 2023 Jeep Wrangler High Tide models and 500 2023 Jeep Wrangler Beach models. And that tells me one thing. The price instantly starts going up. And a lot of you know that maybe you are doing this. Getting a reservation number, buying one, getting it, never driving it, and then, of course, we all end up seeing it. Where? On the auction blocks. Barrett Jackson, Mecum, RM, Sotheby's, you know, that's okay. But I'm just saying, giving you a little bit of news beforehand in case you want to do that. The starting price of the High Tide when it's ready to get MSRP pricing is going to be starting at $51,540. And that is going to be the price there. Of course, it's got the Pinstar V6 in it, 3.6. You might want to grab one. Price is going up. Only 500 of each model being made. Oh, yeah. When we come back, we're going to find out why is California... Well, they're banning Tesla for something. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Keys in the ignition, we've got the engine running, and we are off and going. Good to be along with you in your riding shotgun. Thank you. Appreciate that. California says no more. Nope. You know, the concept of self-driving cars, folks, is something out of, well, like a sci-fi film, isn't it? Self-driving car. So it drives itself, and you're sitting back relaxing, huh? California says, oh, yeah, oh, no more. Nope. And the state of California, a new law regarding Tesla and other EV automakers, they're going to ban them from labeling their driver assist feature as full self-driving. Senate Bill 1398 was signed into law last year, taking aim at automakers for the use of false, misleading claims of vehicles to be self-driving when they actually require the attention of the operation of the driver. The FSD, Tesla's full self-driving feature is used as an example where the drivers needed to always be ready to manually take over when needed. California says no more. An extension of Tesla's autopilot feature, FSD, costs about $15,000 and goes up from there and can be added as a subscription. But California is now banning Tesla for a driver assist feature that's called full self-driving. Some of you, of course, out there listening, I know, have Teslas. Do you have that feature? Did you spend the extra money to get that feature? So be careful out there in California. As I know that the law, they banned it. So if they see you with both hands on the dash or something like that eating a sandwich and the car's driving itself, be careful. That's going to cost you. As California has already stated, they've given out quite a few tickets, and I understand, I don't know for a fact that if you have got a ticket, I'd like to have you share that price. The news says that the lowest price ticket is about $1,500. Well, that's the cost of having the feature. And it costs a little bit of money to do it. You know, when it gets down to it, the electronics, do we believe in them? Do we want them? Do we want our cars to be self-driving? Do you like that feature? Do you want the feature? Well, do you let GPS in your car take over? Do you believe GPS sometimes or all the time? Well, a woman drives into frozen canal before falling into frigid water. Why? Well, she blamed the incident all on GPS. Yep, winter weather. It can really put, you know, a lot of driving skills to the test when we're on black ice and heavy snow-covered roads. Raining, fog, like I said in the first hour, frost on the windshield. Well, a woman was spotted driving her car down the frozen canal in a downtown Indianapolis on Christmas evening. According to the woman, later identified as 33-year-old, I will not say her name to protect her, but she stated that her GPS took her down the frozen canal before her car fell through the ice into the freezing water. According to a post shared by the Indianapolis Fire Department's Facebook page, the driver told firefighters that her GPS took her into the canal and in the area of the Colts Canal place off at St. Clair Street. The driver went down to the embankment through the park and onto the canal, all because the GPS told her to go that way. Headed north, of course, the driver continued north on the canal until she came to the dead end at 10th Street, where she turned around and headed south. According to the GPS, she was going the right way. The car broke through the ice before she got to New York Street. The driver made it out of the car with help of several, of course, bystanders, and waited in the lobby of a nearby hotel. All because of GPS, she states. Medics checked her out on the scene and transported her to the hospital. According to the Indianapolis Metro Police Department, this lady was later arrested for drunk driving. Watch out what your GPS might tell you. Now it's time to go to the email bag. Eddie, the engine emailer, let's do it. Throw me that email bag. Thank you. Let's dive deep and get us an email before this garage door comes down on the second hour. There's one. Need to iron out that one. I just wadded up a bunch of them. Sorry about that. Okay, let's get to it. We can do it. Yeah, we can read this one on the air. This email, folks, Eddie, the engine emailer, excuse me, takes care of your emails. If you do not want me to read your email live on the air, just state, please don't read live on the air, Mark, but I will always help you. I always have a little gift for you. Now, this one here says, this is from Jay. Mark, need your help. We purchased a Ford F-150 last year that we thought would be a good vehicle. It turns out to be the opposite of that. The truck will not pass emissions and looks like the county will be pulling the registration if it does not pass emissions. There is no engine light on at this time and no fault codes. The emission tester that tested this truck told us the readiness monitors are not ready, and until they are ready, it will not pass emissions. Mark, I'm confused. Can you help me understand what he is talking about? How do I get this truck to pass? Thank you. Happy New Year, Jay. Tuning in on KMET 1490. Oh, Jay, I appreciate it. Thank you. Good to have you along. Happy New Year to you. Let's do a shout-out. Clear my voice so I can do a shout-out to our great Auto World affiliate. Right there in California, KMET AM 1490, Moreno Valley, Hemet, Paris, California, and everyone in between and out there. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good to. Thanks, Jay, for taking us to California. Appreciate it. And you have a little bit of a, well, it's not a problem, Jay, but sometimes it's readiness monitors are better known as IM monitors. And yes, this does happen on automobiles. It doesn't. I'm not going to talk any brands. It could be Ford. It could be Chevy, Lexus. They all have IM monitors, and you don't have to have an engine light on to have the IM monitors not ready. What this is the oxygen sensors, the catalytic converter, the emissions EGR valve, the emissions as in the EVAP side, they're not ready. They're not warmed up yet, Jay. They have to be warmed up. You have to to drive, and it's a headache. I've been there trying to help customers, trying to get these monitors off. Certain scanners, we call them bubbles. On the scanner, the bubbles are flashing. They all have to be green. If they're the three of them are green and four of them are red, it will not pass emissions, Jay. And I'm sorry, but you're right. Right here in Boise, Idaho, we have that, where if you can't pass emissions, you're going to be, well, they're going to pull the registration. Now, with that, I have got, here it's sitting in the Geesey Garage studio. Jay, I've got, here's what you have to do. You have to drive it. You really, really do. If there's no fault codes, there's no parts to replace. But you're going to have to get all the IM monitors, readiness monitors green. Here's how to do it. There's basically seven steps to follow to get the catalyst monitors ready, the IM monitors ready. You got the engine light off. We got that done. Get it up to operating temperatures. Idle it for at least 2 to 3 minutes. Take off and drive at a steady speed, of course. Get on the freeway. You're going to have to, Jay, you're going to have to go on the freeway, on the on-ramp. Get up to 55 miles an hour and above. Let it coast down the off-ramp. Get back on the freeway. Do it again and again. Decelerate the, you know, go up to 55 plus, come down to 20, stay at 20 for a while, and then go back up. You're going to have to do this quite a few times, actually. And the sad part, Jay, is if you don't have a scan tool plugged into your F-150, you don't know if those readiness monitors or IM monitors are green. So it might be a good idea to go buy your cheap little scan tool, spend $40 on it, $50 on it. That way you'll see. You don't need to know a lot. You just need to know that it'll say right up on top of the scanner, the IM monitors are not ready. And it'll show those little bubbles flashing, Jay. You want them to be all green. Now, and just go out in the freeway. And this is for everybody. You go, if you're having the same problem Jay is having here, you got to do it. And then it takes 4 to 7 days, city and highway driving, Jay, to get that to happen. Jay, the garage door is going down. I hope that helps. Let me know. Send me an email address at autoworldradio@yahoo.com, and we'll send you out a gift. We're coming back.
Now it's time
third
to
hour.
Say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.